VOA News, the remote. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky during a visit to Kyiv on Saturday. An aide to the Ukrainian leader said Johnson's visit to the Ukrainian capital followed trips to Kyiv of European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen and the EU's foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell on Friday, and the visit of the Austrian Chancellor Karl Nehammer earlier on Saturday. Johnson's Downing Street office said he was in Ukraine for a show of solidarity with the country's people. The European visits come after Ukraine rebuffed Russian troops from the Kyiv region late last month. Meantime, Ukraine on Saturday called on civilians in the eastern Luhansk region to flee from amassing Russian forces, after officials said more than 50 civilians trying to evacuate by rail from a neighboring region were killed in a missile attack the previous day. Air raid sirens sounded in cities across eastern Ukraine, which has become the focus of Russian military action in recent weeks, following a withdrawal from areas close to Kyiv. Russia's invasion, which began on February 24th, has forced more than 4 million people to flee abroad, killed or injured thousands, left a quarter of the population homeless, and turned cities into rubble. The civilian casualties have triggered a wave of international condemnation, in particular over the deaths in the town of Bukha, a town to the northwest of Kyiv that until last week was occupied by Russian forces. Russia has denied targeting civilians in what it calls a special operation to demilitarize and denazify its southern neighbor. Ukraine and Western nations have dismissed this as a baseless pretext for war. This is VOA News. Russia continues to hit Ukrainian non-combatants, such as the civilians killed in Friday's rocket strike on that railway station in eastern Ukraine. That's what British military intelligence said on Saturday. Russian operations continue to focus on the Donbas region, Mariupol, and Mykolaiv, supported by continued cruise missile launches into Ukraine by Russian naval forces, the Ministry of Defense said, adding that Russia's ambitions to establish a land corridor between Crimea and the Donbas continue to be thwarted by Ukrainian resistance. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi said on Saturday Tehran would not give up its right to develop its nuclear industry for peaceful purposes, and all parties involved in talks to revive the 2015 nuclear accord should respect this. That's what state media is reporting. 11 months of indirect talks between Iran and the United States in Vienna have stalled, as both sides say political decisions are required by Tehran and Washington to settle the remaining issues. Iran also said on Saturday that it had imposed sanctions on 15 more U.S. officials, including former Army Chief of Staff George Casey and former President Donald Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, again, as months of talks to revive a 2015 nuclear deal have stalled. Almost all of the officials named served during Trump's administration, which imposed sanctions on Iranian officials, politicians, and companies, and withdrew the United States from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. The Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte and Chinese President Xi Jinping stressed the need to exercise restraint to maintain peace in the South China Sea, Manila's presidential office said Saturday. The two leaders held an hour-long telephone summit on Friday discussing a broad range of topics, including concerns over the Ukraine crisis and COVID-19 pandemic responses. Sri Lanka will need about $3 billion in external assistance within the next 6 months to help restore supplies of essential items, including fuel and medicines, to manage a severe economic crisis, its finance minister told Reuters on Saturday. The island nation of 22 million people has been hit by prolonged power cuts, with drugs, fuel, and other items running short, bringing angry protesters out on the streets and putting President Gotabaya Rajapaksa under mounting pressure. For more on these and other stories making news today, please visit us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.